everyone. I'm Chris Cahill, and I'm coming to you live with another show from SkidRowStudios.com. And my show is called Psychic Every Day. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in, for listening. And I want to welcome back my regular listeners who let me know how much you like my show. And I really appreciate that you do that. And thank you for telling your friends. I've been hearing from some of them and I appreciate it. I also want to remind everyone that not only are we coming to you live at SkidRowStudios.com, but you can also watch the show happening as it is. We are on live stream. So if you go to livestream.com and you want to watch the show live streaming, just set up a free account and look for SkidRowStudios.com and you'll find it. And that's lots of fun. I'm really enjoying the fact that we can do this. We also have recordings of live stream shows on livestream.com and also I think on SkidRowStudios.com. Yeah, Mindy says we do. So I got Mindy on the boards. Thank you so much, Mindy. Good to see you again tonight. I'm loving the green eyeshadow.
Thank you.
It's working.
Oh, it matches my dentist shirt.
You know, it does. Trust me, I'm a dentist. Mindy's sitting here wearing a green t-shirt that says, "Trust me, I'm a dentist," and this beautiful green eyeshadow to match. And I love that because green is the color of new growth.
Yay. I'm themed tonight.
Yes, you are, because you're going along with my theme. And my theme tonight is having permission to grow and change. And there you have it. That's what we'll be doing tonight, June 26, 2013. So stay tuned. I'm going for an hour with a show all about having permission to grow. You can find the show at, again, SkidRowStudios.com, Real Radio on the internet. Just look for Psychic Every Day. And I will be giving readings to callers during my show tonight. I'll be giving readings, little mini readings about growth and permission to grow and change and all the rest of it. So if you want to call in during my show tonight, the number here is 1-800-893-9562. I'm a professional full-time psychic. This is what I do. And I have my show. I give readings. I'm a teacher. I'm a healer. I write. I create. To me, this is an art form. It really is an art form to be able to work with energy. And that's what being psychic is about. It's about working with energy and being sensitive to it and conscious of energy. If you're working with your abilities and energy consciously, it's much more fun. And when you start to do that, one of the main things that happens that you can't help but happening when you start doing this is you grow. You grow, you change, things happen, you become conscious, you start to consciously work with your own energy or to make some new choices, and you're growing. You're creating new permissions for yourself all the time when you start to do that. And I'm in that business. This is what I do. I'm all about growth. And the growth that you're in, the new growth or the you know, creating new changes in your life, that starts with your spirit. When you grow spiritually, when you grow with that beautiful, one-of-a-kind, unique you that you are, and you decide to change something about yourself, whether whatever that is, you can't help but grow through your whole life. When you grow with your spirit, you change your spirit, you grow spiritually, it affects every other part of you. You change something within. You might decide, you know, this has been, just referring to my theme, my June theme, has been all about bringing your self-image into present time. So if you've been working on that for yourself, changing how you see yourself, how you communicate with yourself, how you, you know, whether you love yourself, forgive yourself, give yourself permission to simply be in your own truth or to grow according to how you want, you start to work with that and everything else starts to line up a little differently for you. You might find you're in less effort when you start to consciously grow. So that's what makes this show tonight, you know, about growth really important, because you can keep, you know, working and working and working at it or plugging away, doing all the stuff you do or trying harder to be perfect or all the rest of it. But actually what you got to do sometimes is take a little time to breathe and to stop moving and to let yourself grow. Have the growth. Let it come in. That's what we're working on tonight. And how much fun is that? Now, let me get into my beginning. I have a lot of notes on this. I always have a lot of notes. It's just how I do things. And I want to make sure I don't forget a couple of points that I'd love to make on this, which is right now is the time to grow. This is really first and foremost something to remember, that the only time you can grow and change and create something, make a choice, do something different, is the present time, this present moment. It's the only time you can do anything. So if you've already got your energy way the heck off in front of you, you know, way ahead into the time when you want to get to, let's say you're working on growing to create a business, and you've already put your energy ahead into when the business is doing really well. You know, the pictures you might have created, or the goals you might have, or the challenges you're working on, and you already put your energy way ahead of you into that future, you won't have it present to grow with. You need it right here, right now, to make it easier for yourself to grow. So that's kind of one of the first key points of having permission to grow. Get your energy back here in the present time. And this is something I've talked about. I believe I even did a show on present time, being in the present time. But I talk about it a lot because this is the place where you have control on some level over yourself and over what your choices are. Being in this present moment is very, very crucial, and it's really a miracle too. If your energy is stuck in the past or it's ahead of you in the future, you don't have it available to grow with. So that might be one of the first things to notice is, are you sticking your energy way the heck off there because you're kind of not into what's happening right here, right now? And you might want to change that a little. Another point about growing is, if you've been afraid to grow, if you've been resisting growth, if you've been holding out, if you've been holding back, then it'll make it that much more difficult for you to really create it consciously and enjoy it. So that's why the show is all about finding and creating permission in which you can grow. Now, if you've had a difficult time finding permission to change and grow, first of all, and I already mentioned it, get yourself into present time, but then also look and see if you have been asking others for permission. If you've been waiting for other people to be ready for you to change and ready for you to grow, it'll be really difficult for you to decide for yourself to take those steps. You might be holding back out of loyalty, or you might be holding back out of fear, you know, fear of judgment or being judged, or fear that somebody else is going to have a hard time with you deciding to grow, or they're not ready yet, or you'll be disloyal. I have to tell you, one of my favorite examples of this right now, a show I've been watching, I think it's already on season 5 or done with season 5, but I'm only on season 4. I've been watching Sons of Anarchy, and I really like it. It's just been an awesome example of what happens when you're really tied in and loyal to a group, and then you want to change and grow. And in this case, in this particular case, in Sons of Anarchy, one of the lead characters wants to do this, but he's afraid that the group will kill him or hurt him in some way if he does. It's an agreement. Now, that may not be as dramatic for you. You might not be afraid that anybody's going to do that to you, but there can be a lot of loyalty that holds people back from actually taking a step, from actually deciding to grow. More on this in just a moment. I have a caller, and I'd like to give a reading. Hello there, you're live. It's Chris.
Hi, Chris, it's Karen.
Why, Karen Wolf, I'm imagining.
You are imagining correctly. Imagine that you'd be imagining correctly.
Well, I totally know your voice. So tell me, what's happening? Is this like a theme that's after your own heart tonight?
Oh, it really is. Oh my gosh. Well, where I am in the world of my growth is I'm starting to see things that I would like to have, and it's like I have to jump over one. I feel like I have to jump over one more abyss or just little chasm to get there, and I'm aggravating myself. I'm like, why does it seem so far away? Why isn't this happening? What do I have to do? What's in the way? I just feel a little stymied.
Yeah, I see it. It's funny because as soon as you said that you felt like you had to jump over this big abyss or this big, you know, it looked like it's just simply, the picture is you go right into effort and fear. But I also see this, that you're grounded into the old world and you're looking ahead across the abyss at the new world, and it's right over there. And it's funny because the abyss changes in size depending on what's going on with you that day, from the size of the Grand Canyon to the size of a crack in the sidewalk. So you can either easily cross it, but it looks like you, when you cross over, when it's just a little tiny thing, then you're over there saying, oh yeah, see, I can do this. I can do this anytime. And then, so then you go back. You're like, okay, well, as soon as I get perfect, I'll go over there and do it. And that's one of the things I see that is sometimes holding you back is this, and it's actually really funny because it's on my list here. I think I have fear perfection as being one of the things, but it's something we all get kind of stuck in from time to time. But the picture I see is you go there, but then you're not sure what to do once you're there. Sometimes, like, it's been hard for you to just simply be in that new place and experience it and not have it have it be all laid out or have it be perfect or have it be, or you be perfect. Like, it's okay to not know. I read a really great quote today. I think it was David Byrne. Somebody put this on Facebook, but it was a quote about being an artist and how sometimes artists, you just have to know that you know, it's a joy to know that you don't have all the answers. You're going to discover them. You're going to follow them. I'm just sort of paraphrasing it because I don't remember the exact quote. But it's something like that along those lines. And that's what it looks like, is you come from, just for lack of a better and more graceful way of putting it, corporate land. And there's the following the rules and lining up and loyalty to the group and all kinds of stuff. I mean, heck, you could come from Sons of Anarchy. It'd be the same thing. It's corporate land, and, different costumes. But what you're trying to do is be comfortable in a place that is more organic or fluid than that. It's also that transition time because you don't have all the new pictures yet, and you don't have to. And also, you were really tired of where you were at because there was a lack of permission to create or be unique and different. And you embrace being unique and different. So it just looks like you've had a really hard time grounding it. One of the things I see as a next step for you here is finding amusement and neutrality with everybody else who needs all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not judgment, just simply finding neutrality and amusement. Like, okay, a lot of people are going to be afraid or kind of freak out because I don't have an answer to give them.
Right.
And you know what? You don't have to have an answer. This is the whole thing about not needing to explain yourself.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
I know I could go on for an hour, but I'm not going to. You are not on the wrong path. You're doing great, but you just got some trust here.
Yeah.
It's like trusting time.
Yes.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Karen. Nice talking
You're
to
welcome.
You tonight. Good luck with everything.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I have to say that I really am very happy that a lot of people I know right now are going through similar issues in terms of growing and changing and really looking for something new. And I want to put a plug in for one of my favorite authors who writes a lot about growth and change, but he does it from kind of a business and marketing perspective. And I might have talked about him before, but his name is Seth Godin. And I just love reading this guy's work. It's so much fun. He's amused. He's neutral. It's light, but it's also very deep. And one of his books, the book I'm reading right now is called We Are All Weird. And it's great. I highly recommend it. Look it up. I think you'll like it. But it's about having permission to be different and also how we are all very unique. And it's a much more mixed kind of bag than it was when, you know, even when I was a kid, just the amount of choices and the amount of everything. And everyone knows how much the choices have exploded over the years. And now the key is to make those choices that really work for you and to own it. And you might be one of the people who is creating new choices for others to make too. Think about that. I will give another reading now. Have another person here. Hi, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Dana.
Dana. Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Century City, and I'm sitting at the bus stop.
Awesome. That's great. Well, thank you for calling and for listening while you're out in the world waiting for a bus. I love it. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, you're welcome. Well, actually, I just found out about you because my friend, I guess, got a reading from you yesterday, and she said, oh, you have to call this lady, right, you know, today. And so as soon as I got off of work, I decided to give you a call, and she said it was about transforming your life and from the ground up. And
yeah.
And I'm a writer who has to have, like, a day job, and I'm dying to transform my life.
Right on.
Into better things, you know?
Yeah, to create a new picture. Good.
Yeah, create a new picture and attract the right people into my life, and including possibly a significant other. That
excellent.
Would be nice, too. So,
excellent.
You know, lots of changes I would love to try and help along.
Great. Well, let me take a quick look at you. I'm actually going to take a look at the growth that's happening for you on a self-image level, because that's the key here. That's actually not you know, what every reading is about tonight. But when you describe all that to me, the picture I see is it's relationship with yourself and self-image. So those two things are going along together, because now you get this as a writer. You know that writing is writing the story for anything, you know, a good script, a good story, everything that actually grounds anything that's created, whether it's a book that's written or, you know, a TV show or a movie or a play. It all starts with the writing. And what is the writing? The writing is the picture. So it's the words you choose as a writer that create the pictures people see while they're reading. Yeah, I love I love reading books that really help me see the pictures. And so what I'm looking at, and the reason I'm bringing this up for you, is because what you are now getting to do as a human being in this body, this lifetime, is start to write some new scripts for yourself. You know, internal ones. The image, the way you write yourself. Now, it's not necessarily true that you're writing anything negative, but it looks like what you've been doing has been kind of outside of yourself rather than looking to create more... you know, something more clear within. And and I see that there's nothing wrong with your energy at all, or what you're about, or what you want. It all looks very true. But what I'm seeing is there's a clarity in your relationship with yourself. I see when you look at yourself, there's kind of a cloud that gets in the way. And it's not your energy being wrong. It's not anything wrong. You know, it's just simply, it looks like there's interference. So what I'm suggesting... It looks like there's a little interference between you and your self-image, if that makes sense. So what I'm suggesting is that it's time for you to do, it's like the spiritual growth time of your life. You're like waking up on a whole new level. It is creating a new picture of you. And then every single relationship you create on top of that will be different, because you have consciously created a new picture. So it's like writing yourself a new way of seeing how you are in the world. And that also, and even if it doesn't exist yet, like that also includes seeing yourself having the happy relationships you want. You know, seeing yourself being able to work as a writer, if that's what you want, and get paid for it. And, you know, seeing this, creating the pictures. Don't assume you can't have those things. Don't ever compare yourself to others. Go from what you want. This is your truth here, what you want, not what you think you can have, but what you want. It's growth time.
Okay.
Is that making sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I guess I feel that that's what I'm doing.
Good. Keep doing it. Are you working with grounding? Are you working with healing yourself with energy and all the rest of it? Because that'll help as well.
Yes. All of the above.
That's good. You're not on the wrong path. You're on the right path, but I do see there's still an energy between you and yourself. And you might want to say hello to it and just see what it is. It looks like it's not your energy. It's other people's energy.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, just move it out of the way and make your relationship with yourself much tighter. You know, much more clean for you. And then it'll be easier for you to clarify this moving forward.
Okay.
And thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Dana. It was nice talking to you. Thanks for calling me from the bus.
All right, nice talking to you.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Cahill. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. And this is real radio on the internet, by the way. You're listening to my show, Psychic Every Day. And just a couple moments here. I'm doing a show about growth, about having permission to grow, permission to change. And I'll be giving readings during the show. And the call-in number here is 1-800-893-9562. We'll be talking about your permission to grow and just whatever pictures come up with whatever question you ask me. Now, I'm continuing with different ways that you can make it easier for yourself if you're wanting to grow and it's been difficult for you to take some steps, or to maybe you feel like you're kind of stuck somewhere, or there might be a block in the way, or there's another energy. And here's something you might want to ask yourself. This goes along with the whole perfect thing. If you've been afraid to take a step because you're afraid things aren't perfect, or you're not perfect, or you haven't done the thing you're supposed to do yet, or whatever that is, are you afraid you'll fail? Are you afraid you'll fall right on your face? And even with that fear, with all of that lit up for you, have you been stopping yourself from taking chances? And, you know, if you have been, you might want to go and look up and just see the number of times people who you now know as being extremely successful and very famous, alive and dead, how many times they failed before they succeeded. And they might not have looked at it as failure, but as, okay, this is another attempt and it might just take that many more attempts to get to the thing I want. If you haven't had permission to make a mistake, then it's going to be hard to have permission to grow, because growth is not perfect. And if you've been holding back on taking some steps until you have all the answers, you might be holding out on yourself. So this is about having trust and faith in yourself and listening to what you really want and having the nerve to do it. I have another caller here, and I'd love to give another reading. Hello there. You are live.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Bonnie.
Say it again, Dawn?
B-O-N-N-I-E, Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. Well, nice to hear your voice. So what can I do for you? What's happening?
Well, I've been trying to take some steps to make some changes that I think will be more positive for me. I think one of the hard things is giving yourself permission to say, like, you're worthy of taking changes that will benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just recently opted out of a relationship I had been in for like 5.5 years, because if I looked at it, I felt like I wasn't really being validated in that relationship, that it was difficult to do. So I'm just wondering if I'm moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. The picture I see, both with the feeling worthy and then the relationship, ending the relationship and all the rest of it. The picture I see is you just got tired of being, here's the picture. You were sitting in the corner under this dark blanket, like that was just above your head. I mean, it wasn't covering you. It's not that the blanket's just above your head. It's that you have your hands up there and you're holding it in place, kind of like holding a ceiling above your own head, but it looks like a black woolly blanket. And I see that as being fear and pain and heaviness, like other people's energy or the energy coming through other people. It's not even their energy. It's the stuff they were carrying around. Kind of like, remember Pigpen from the Peanuts cartoon, and how he always had a dark blanket around him of dirt, And that's the picture, right. Is this energy is kind of like that. And it's not your energy, but you have agreed in this picture to sit in the corner. Actually, you're kind of kneeling on the floor, sort of squatting, holding this thing above your head, which doesn't look very comfortable because you're not in a comfortable position. But it's a game, and it's an old game that was in your space. Like, you're supposed to sit in the corner and do this because it's going to make other people feel better that you're not bright and sparkly. Looks like when you were a baby, you were very bright and sparkly, and as a child, too, and this energy came in as a demand that you tone it down. And it looks like it's you, also the healer, agreeing to do that, like not wanting to show up other people. You wanted to be included. You wanted to be liked. You wanted to be part of the group. And so it looks like that's also, as the healer, that's important. You as the healer, whether you think of yourself as the healer or not, you sometimes healing other people by being in their pain with them or their anger or matching to it. So when you started changing all of this, that I am not worthy energy and, you know, the self-punishing stuff you were in and also the relationship, it was you saying, okay, game over, done. I'm done playing this game. I'm over it. I'm getting out of this. Because it looks like it was depressing too. It was like a depression energy in your space. And you just decided, I'm done. I can't, I'm not doing this anymore. And what you did was you just basically stood, I see the picture of you stood up and said, that's it, I can't just hide here in the corner anymore. I have to get up and go live my life. And I see this as you moving forward, that the scary part is over, like the big scary part is over about kind of breaking up with or destroying or ending old things you were doing. But that now what you get to do, I see this picture of you in a candy store and you're looking at all the candy, kind of like a kid in a candy store going, oh, but there's so many things to choose from. How many can I choose? How many can I have? And you have this picture that you can only choose a couple.
I want them all.
I know, you want them all, but there's like this energy in your space that says you can only choose a couple. And actually, you do want them all, and that's the truth in your space, is you want everything. You want to have it, and you're trying to figure out now, how do I ground it? Like, how do I make it real? How do I not have it just be scattered? And that looks to me like that's, you know, part of what you're working on now is this step forward into this new self-image picture of how you get to see yourself in a new day, a new light. You're kind of paid off your karma, you know, and it looks like a lot of it looks like family energy. You paid off a lot of that. You're done with it. And it's just a new day. It's like the other picture I see here too is the more you step away from people who want you to give up your energy to them, the better you are. Like, and anybody who's wanting you, who's demanding you heal them or give them your energy, just don't even play. Remember, when you are in those situations, you have agreed to be. And so,
well, I think the other thing that, like, taking my energy to, like, family-oriented is I have two adult children that are with me that are, like, my oldest just got out of the hospital, and they can't really diagnose what's going on with her, so it's very difficult to step back and say, like, this is on you. You have to figure it out because she's still in my home. And
That's not what I'm saying. I'm actually talking about the family you came from. Whoever's around doesn't matter. It's not about you blaming, you know, and I'm not just suggesting you do, but, and there is a compassion level and you're the mother and you can decide, you know, however you want to do it. But what I'm suggesting is you don't take the energy on into yourself. There's a difference.
Okay. And I'm trying to ground it. Am I getting that? Does it look like I'm doing anything right? Trying to ground myself for meditation?
Yes, it actually does. And that's where some of this is lighting up, because you're some stuff is moving. And sometimes it's really uncomfortable when it starts to. So when you look at what you want and you start to create it from this perspective, keep working the grounding, keep letting it go, keep dropping the energy, keep working forgiveness, keep working like all those energies. You're trying to step into the present time. You're getting there.
Okay. Thanks.
Bonnie, thank you, Bonnie. Thanks for listening and for calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
You do such a great job verbalizing and explaining things. It's wonderful to listen to you. Thank you.
Thank you for saying that, and I appreciate it.
You take care. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. I am Chris Cahill. I'm reminding you, the number here is 1-800-893-9562. And if you're just joining me tonight and missed my earlier spiel, we are also live streaming the show. So this is a live show on June 26, 2013. Yay. I love it. And you can go to livestream.com and look for skidrowstudios.com. You can get a free account there and just go and, you know, if you want to watch it as well as listen, you can do that. Okay, I have another caller.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Austin.
Austin, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm so happy to talk to you tonight. I wanted to ask you about growing, but growing with ease instead of with pain. My mother always had a saying that growing hurt, and so please, God, don't let me grow today.
I know. Isn't that funny? And you remember the expression, no pain, no gain.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I'll never forget, actually, and this is kind of not exactly the same thing, but a little similar. When I was 5 years old and my mother was giving me a permanent, you know, like permanent wave, uh-huh. And it hurt. And it was not my choice to get one. But she said, being beautiful hurts.
Right.
And I thought at the time, okay, well, forget it then.
I'll just be ugly.
Forget it. I'm just going to have plain hair.
Right.
Anyway, but back
well,
to you.
I have a lot of areas that I want to grow in. I really want to grow in my job and, you know, kind of my getting more in touch with my life work.
Yeah, your truth.
And you know, and seeing some results that I want to see.
Good.
And so I'm just curious about, you know, you can do a reading and I'll shut up.
Yeah, let me just do a reading and basically I'm going to go from the picture of growth equal pain, because that's actually
okay.
Where we're starting. Growth equals pain, which is not a truth, it's a picture. So
okay.
The picture your mother had, and she wasn't trying to be, you know, obviously she was not meaning to be harmful or bad, because she had the picture from somebody. And I keep saying it was patriarchal, like how it came in. But women have the same picture. But in her case, it looks like it was her father.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like it had to do with effort. And it just looks like there's a lot of drama involved in it, too. And I also see that the particular growth equal pain picture she was referring to is growth when you destroy. Now, I was going to be getting to creating and destroying tonight, and this seems like as good a time as any to go right on into it. So you know about creating and destroying, and for
right.
Everybody who's listening and are not quite sure what I'm talking about, creating and destroying are spiritual tools, and it's something that it's like the game the world is in. You know, as soon as something is new is created, something old is destroyed, and vice versa. It's not destruction as a negative or an evil thing, but as a way we move on. It's also about letting go. And one of the big things that comes with growth is that letting go. And for you, Austin, what I see is this picture that you were told, or you have an energy in your space that in order to, or before you step ahead to go create something new, you have to make sure it's all right before you can let go of any of the old. And then there's also this kind of depression era mentality of don't let go of anything yet. You might need it. Hold on to everything.
Right.
And it's not that you necessarily always do that, but it does look like you're holding on to a lot of stuff. And it makes it hard sometimes moving forward, because you're also, the other picture I see is you playing a card game, kind of like it looks like you as a card shark or a gambler playing a card game, and you got cards hidden in the back of your hair and you've got them up your sleeve and you're and you're playing this game and you're like, okay, I got to make sure I have another card up my sleeve just in case my hand doesn't play out well. And it's you on the one hand feeling really good about taking chances and risks. And on the other hand, there's all this fear about it. It's like wanting it to be like you know better than this, but there's part of you that really wants it to be sort of set in stone or safe. You know, okay,
right.
It's safe to put my feet down here. I know this will work. And so what I keep seeing is you're going into the pictures and the body fear and all that stuff and forgetting about your spirit and its power and how much power there is in the truth and the trust and the trusting your own spirit. And this is where you're working. When you look at pain equal, you know, growth equal pain, that says nothing about beauty and trust and faith in yourself and surrender to your own higher self and like allowing. It's about controlling. and you're having a hard time letting go of the control when it comes to this part of your life, this does not make you wrong. This is that everybody's got their place that they're working. You've been successful in this part of your life, but you've also had a lot of, you know, ups and downs with it too, like so many people. And I see that one of the reasons why you're having so many ups and downs is that you're trying to learn how to really step into your pictures and own them. Even if other people say, oh my God, that's not going to work. You know, it's a lot about you having faith and trust in your own truth. And I'm kind of doing a sketchy overall picture here because we don't have a lot of time. But when I look at this for you, this next step I see is, it looks to me like it's like time to clear the deck a little. You know, just look and see what are you really holding on to that you want to let go of?
Okay.
And that would be kind of a good next step. And it can be anything. It could be objects in your home. It could be, you know, things you're holding on to or that you keep getting your energy enmeshed in. It looks like it's time to kind of clarify and clean up a little so that you have more energy available to start creating. And then that passion you have for what you want to create, trust it. Because you're really a great creator.
Okay.
So, you know, this is you grounding your pictures rather than continuing to step back into other people's.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks very much. It was helpful.
Thank you, Austin. Nice talking to you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right on. So we are talking about permission to grow, permission to change. Now, I just mentioned with my last caller a lot about creating and destroying, letting go. When you're able to ground yourself and to let go and to just release, to trust that you can let go of what no longer really serves you, what you're just done with, what you're tired of putting your energy into, then it makes it much easier for you, excuse me, to grow. That's the story. All right, now, we also have another caller right now, and I will take this one. Hello, welcome. You're live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ashish from Los Angeles.
Hi, Ashish. Thanks for listening and for calling in.
It's always wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Well, what can I do for you? Do you have a comment or question?
I do have a comment and I do have a question. It has always been wonderful to listen to you, and it has been, you know, it gives a very good insight into what life is and what life can mean to all of us. So thank you so much once again for this wonderful show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening.
I do have a question, and it's more about the recent floods. And we know there have been floods in India, in the northern part of India, and close to 1,000 people have died.
Right.
And we also had floods in Calgary. Now, I was more thinking about the floods in India, and you know, the flood took place at a very, very sacred religious place. And I know everything happens for a reason, but I was wondering why this happened at such a religious place. You know, it's the place from where the river Ganges, flows. So why would this happen?
Well, let me just take a look at it. And it may not make sense what the picture is. It's not about making sense of it, because the thing that comes up with your question, and what many of us, what we all do when things like this happen, we go into judgment. Oh, that was such a terrible thing to happen. It must not be right. But what I see is, and it's not that it's any more right for, you know, for India than for any other place where things happen, but in terms of this particular place, there's a picture I see, and this is just the picture. The picture is that the water came through kind of cleansing or washing something out, but it wasn't about people being hurt. It wasn't, you know, that it had to do with the people being hurt that was the cleansing. Not at all. It just looks like it's a very neutral, energetic picture of, and I just keep seeing it, it's almost like a baptism, but I know it's not it's not meant to be that kind of religious picture. But the picture is there's this sort of washing something away, and it looks like it's not just, I actually, besides the one in India, I don't think I was aware of the one in Calgary, you said, correct?
Yeah, Calgary had floods probably 3 to 4 days back, and yeah. I think a few people died there as well.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that one. It didn't catch my attention. But what I do see is a similar. Like I also see that, you know, right now, and this is just another picture that comes up. It's a very watery time. You know, the sun. We just had an amazing full moon. The solstice came in. The sun in Cancer. It's a water sign. Like there's just all this. I see a picture of the earth kind of shaking itself a little, and there's a rebalancing of water. And water has to do with a lot of different things. It has to do with, you know, emotions and the emotional body and the body of the earth, the emotional body of the earth, and the earth is mostly water. And I see that it looks like that part of India, and this is like something on a spiritual level, this is just the picture, that there was an agreement that this part of India would take that or would have it and help with this balance. That's just all I see with this. Not that there's going to be any making sense of it or that we can even reason it. It's just simply, here's an agreement. It's a rebalancing. And everybody on the planet is having a rebalancing within themselves on a water level too, whether they're conscious of it or not. There's a rebalancing on an emotional level. Many people are healing that way. Was that basically your question that you'd like to ask?
Yeah, that was. I was trying to take a neutral, mm-hmm. you know, thought about it. You know, everything happens for a reason, and you know, it's neither the start or end of life. But I just thought maybe you can provide, you know, a better insight on this. And
well,
thanks for doing that for me.
Well, and one thing I just want to mention is that it's not a punishment. It wasn't a punishment. It looks like it had to do with an agreement. And
and
it looks too like it was a sacrifice, but that was made as part of the agreement. And it wasn't that somebody was saying, we're going to sacrifice you, but that someone else said, I will give this. There's a rebalancing. That's just the picture. And thank you for asking that, because I never would have thought to look at that if you hadn't brought it up.
Thank you. I knew you were the right person to ask that question.
Ashish, thank you. Thank you for calling in tonight and for listening.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Okay, bye. You too. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody. We've got another 13 minutes or so left in tonight's show, and the number here is 1-800-893-9562. I am giving a show tonight, or doing a show tonight, about growth, permission to grow, permission to change. Couple things I want to mention, some helpful tools, ways that you can give yourself permission to grow and change, some different things that might be useful for you. First of all, get to know yourself. Get to know you. The most important person really in your life is you. So if you can really get to know yourself, get to know yourself better, pay attention to what's really true for you inside of you. And it doesn't have to be absolute. It could be that today, this is your truth. You've got this particular truth that is yours. And then you might next week say, okay, you know what? I'm changing that. I need to add to it or adjust it or, you know, and there's a lot of this happening now because people are all growing and changing if they're choosing to. And you'll find that things that used to be true for you, even, you know, a couple months ago, might not be so true anymore. You might be fine-tuning your own truth, your own, you know, answers, what you find. And speaking of your answers, listen to your own counsel. Learn how to do that so that you're not constantly running around looking for people to give you answers. And I don't mean, you know, getting help. We all help each other. We're needed to feedback to each other. We all need that. It's very helpful to give and receive validating feedback or helpful or even critical sometimes when it's required. But in terms of your everyday life, learning to listen to yourself, your own, that goes along with knowing yourself, listening to yourself, keeping your own counsel, starting to learn to depend on you, because actually nobody knows you better than you know yourself. And if you've been letting somebody else know you better, then you're kind of giving up your permission to grow to someone else who says, well, I know you better than anybody, including you. Or if you've been ignoring yourself, it'll be hard for you to know yourself. So that's pretty big. And this goes along with also being honest with yourself. So if you know you're in a situation that's holding you back from growing, and you've been in agreement with that, you've been choosing to stay there, or you've been, you know, holding yourself back from growing because you're waiting for other people to decide that they are ready to grow. And some of them might not be ready now, and some of them might never be ready. They might just decide, well, I'm good. I'm just going to, you know, stay here and coast along and pretend everything's just fine. If you do that, then you won't get to grow. And you'll always feel like there's something missing. And the something missing could be you. So here's another thing that goes along with all that. Like yourself. Learn how to love yourself. Practice self-love. I did a show a couple weeks ago. I don't even remember. Was it last week? But you'll find it in the archives here, called Love Yourself and Start a Revolution. And that is so true. You learn to love yourself and you start to practice that kind of energy, that kind of self-healing, and you change what happens around you. Some tools that might help you here include meditation. Meditation's a good one. Meditation is really basically you taking time to be, you know, kind of like to stop moving and doing and being all busy and being out in the world trying to take care of everything out there and getting within, going within, being with yourself. And grounding is a good way to do that too. Grounding is a great part of meditation. If you can start to create a meditation practice for yourself and practice grounding and learn how to let go, because grounding will help you do that, it makes it so much easier for you to make some conscious choices and feel safe enough moving forward to carry them through. And I create meditation recordings, which you can instantly download from my website. So if you go to chriscahill.com and go to my store, you'll see I have a lot of them too. I actually just reorganized everything this week, and I changed some things around and added some new. And there'll be new ones added all the time. But there's a lot of good ones, and there's a whole free category, and you can download a grounding yourself meditation that should be very helpful. But go on and browse through them and see what there is. They're really fun. You can also, with exercise and walking and yoga and doing things for your body, that can help you a lot with giving yourself permission to grow. So when you meditate, when you ground, when you exercise, when you give to yourself on a daily level like that, it keeps your energy moving. And if your energy's moving, it's easier to grow. Energy that's stuck is not growing. If you find yourself getting stuck, your energy's just not moving. Things are not flowing. So you might need to do something a little different. So if you keep trying to do, you know, to get things moving, doing the same old thing, you might want to try something just a little different. Maybe go out and get some new changes in your life. Listen to new music. Find some new people to talk to. Have some new experiences. If you've been bored with yourself, then you've not been growing. Growth is never boring. Sometimes it's a little freaky. Sometimes it's incredibly fun. Sometimes it's absolutely validating. But it's not boring because things are changing and you're creating. If you're creating consciously, that's even more fun. Now, this is one of my favorite ways to let yourself have permission to grow and change. Get away from people who are stuck and whiny. What the heck? What's the deal? There's so much going on this planet. And if somebody's sitting and being, you know, feeling sorry for themselves and being stuck and trying to make it your problem or the world's problem, being the perpetual victim about it, you're not going to find it a lot of fun to grow around that person because they're probably going to be a little invalidating. But go and get your space and decide for yourself that you're going to grow, and they might decide that that looks really good and they'd like to join you there. Mm-hmm. Basically, what this all comes down to is you having permission to create a new vision for your life. Now, let's see. We've got just a couple more minutes, and I've got a voice that is losing it, but it's kind of funny. As for growth, as for new growth, and having permission to do it, there's a couple more little things I want to remind you of. Sometimes people feel like they have to ask permission before they can grow. You know, people feel a little bit held back or they're looking for permission. But just think about it. Nature never asks for permission. The world around you, the earth, the plants, the way that the earth is revolving and changing and growing, the seasons, the ever-evolving planet we're on, it doesn't ask anybody's permission. It just keeps doing what it does. And the people who we've considered heroes in our culture, you know, in every culture on the planet, those heroes, the people who step out and create something new or do something very brave, they're often seen as being brave enough to follow their own truth or their own internal wisdom or their own instincts, even if everyone else is busy criticizing and telling them how wrong they are. And look at that. How many people who we now know as being, you know, they really created something new. They stepped out and they had the nerve, or they decided to have the nerve, even if they were scared as could be inside. They decided to create something that didn't exist. They decided to take a chance. They decided to grow. And it might have been that they had altruistic motives. They wanted to help. They wanted to give back. Or they just had a vision. They had a vision that, oh, we could live, we could have this. This is what we can have on this planet. This is how people can live. This is how, you know, I can see my, you know, people around living in peace. Hello, John Lennon or Martin Luther King or any of the zillions of artists, musicians, the poets, the writers, the people who created, the visionaries. And many of them were told, you know, oh, nobody's going to go for it, or it's not the time yet. Let's see now. Didn't we just have DOMA struck down? So, yeah, and there are people looking back 20 years ago and saying they could never imagine 20 years ago that at this time in history in the United States of America that people would have the right to marry, that of all, you know, same-sex marriage would be a legal thing, would be here it is. Now, what else are you looking at in your life and thinking, oh, it's not possible, I can't imagine it yet? And start imagining it. Start imagining the growth, the changes. Start to create that vision of your life, your new vision. It doesn't have to be perfect. It could just be something that this is really what floats your boat. It's what you want. It's your picture. Maybe you have a picture of how you want the earth to be, how you want people to treat each other, and you want to create healing on that level. My suggestion to you would be start with yourself. Start by treating yourself that way. Be nice to you, and everyone else can remember then that they can be nice to you too, and also that you have something to bring as well. So you're here to create. You're here to grow. That's what you're here for. And if you've been afraid to, or you've been unsure of it, or you've been, you know, sometimes you do it anyway, but then you hit the wall on it, remember, you actually came here to grow and change. You didn't come here to hide in the closet or to be, you know, hiding under a table or be worried about stepping forward and having the nerve to be yourself. You're here to be yourself. And it helps to have tools, and it helps to have people who get you, and it helps to have, you know, good feedback, and it helps to have places to create in your life. So that's what I'm suggesting. Give yourself permission. It all starts with you. Thank you for listening tonight, everybody. I'm Chris Cahill. I'm going to be signing off in just a minute until next week when I will be back with another live show. You can find me here Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com. Do a search for my show, Psychic Every Day. And you can also subscribe to my free podcast, and it is on iTunes. And if you do so, thank you so much. It's really fun to, you know, hear from people who've been listening to it who can't make the show live. You can also find me at chriscahill.com, psychiceveryday.com. And I have a really beautiful mailing that I send out every week. I have an email newsletter And if you go to my website, you'll find a form where you can sign up and you can join it, and I'll give you my latest news. So thanks again. I want to thank Skid Row Studios, Mindy Jorgensen. Thank you so much. And also I want to thank Amadeus Baj, who did the beautiful music that opens and closes my show. Good night. Have a beautiful week and lots of growth to you. Bye-bye.